we looked at these fables, and there were many business cases, and we adapted them, and we had great fun doing it. It was hard, but we did it. And the fables, we had to summarize the book in one sentence. It would be, he helped you when you were a kid. He can help you now that you're an adult. Because the same lessons, they're timeless, and because the fables were so well written that they speak to us no matter what our age. And that's what came together. Through.
And yeah. And the other thing is our realization that, you know, during the era when you know, Fred was on the air for 35 continuous years, still one of the longest running programs in television. And we came to realize that people who watched him when they were children are at that age now where they're in middle management, growing into leadership. They're working in organizations. And, well, you know, what we say is those lessons that he taught you when you were a kid are there in your unconscious. We're just going to bring them back out.
My favorite is
the
bass violin festival. So King Friday, who's standing for the autocratic CEO, the way we interpret him in the book, he declares that there's a festival with a neighboring village. And what's going to happen is that everybody is going to learn to play the bass violin. Of course, King Friday is the best bass violin player. So he gives everybody a brand new bass violin. And they're all scared. And they say, we can't do it, until something begins to click. They say, wait a second. They don't, it's so many words. They don't take it literally. Let's take it figuratively. They reframe the exercise. And so they begin to dress up as a bass violin. They begin to play, you know, different instruments. And they finally approach the king and tell him, you know, what they're going to do. And he approves it. Well, the whole point is the fable is really about creativity. And to be creative, you have to be childlike again without being childish. So every one of the fables, you know, and for all we know, we don't know. I mean, Fred wrote all the fables. The king may have given this exercise to test his, quote, employees to see if their creativity would come forth. But every one of the fables has a similar lesson, you know, for the world of business.
If you take the characters from the neighborhood of make-believe, and you look at them as, you know, the king is the CEO and Lady Elaine Fairchild is the executive VP who's kind of snitty and talks back. And, you know, they're all the characters from the organization are there. So we just take the fable and reinterpret it. And creativity is, you know, is the major theme, but take the problem and reframe it. You know, that's Ion's error of the third kind. Look at the problem in a different way, and you'll find a different solution for what you thought in the beginning.